set point.
The crowd will eventually settle with a little help from Damien Dumoisoir.
Needs to get a first serve here, Zverev. Essential.
Dumoisoir's gone even further back. First serve, he does get the first serve. It's spun in, and then the backhand from Dumoisoir pushing Zverev back, and Dumoisoir's on the attack, and he clips the top of the net, and it lands in the backhand cross court. The slice again from Dumoisoir. Here comes the German. He goes down the line. The pickup from Dumoisoir. It is a high, high ball. Zverev lets it bounce. What does he do? He goes back to Dumoisoir, who hooks it back and misses the court.
Oh, well, I could not believe that Zverev went back at Dumoisoir, because again, he had plenty of time to weigh up his options. I mean, he was looking at him and he saw Dumoisoir going to his right, and he hit the ball back at him.
But he was like a goalie waiting for a penalty, Dumoisoir. He was this way, he was that way, he was jigging left, he was jigging right.
But I guess it's that speed that just puts so much doubt into the opponent's mind.
Oof, set point saved. Just 7th minute of the 12th game of the second set. Zverev leads by a set to love. Serve out wide. The forehand spins back and he switches it cross court. But Dumoisoir, of course, is there, and he slides to the ball. And he goes back to the backhand of Dumoisoir, who goes down the line to the forehand, back to the backhand of Dumoisoir, who gets it down the line. The forehand cross court a bit shorter. Dumoisoir goes cross court, clips top of the net, and it goes wide.
No pace at all from. Sorry, Sheesh. No pace at all from Zverev in that game. In that point, he was passive, and you know, so fortunate in the end that the net cord just deflected Dumoisoir's ball wide. But this is obol chess that we love.
Prowling around at the back of the court, the German settles himself a point to take us to the tiebreak. Misses in the angled serve out wide. Now he can do a little bit more bouncing. Dumoisoir, long way back. On his toes. Settles. Zverev with a serve down the tee. The forehand through the middle of the court. The forehand mid-court, that from Zverev. A miss hit from Dumoisoir. It's flattened out by Zverev. Zverev loft on that forehand down the line. Flattened out cross court, the backhand from Dumoisoir, who puts the forehand back up the line. The backhand sent to the court from Zverev. Boy! That was a rocket off the racket of the Australian. This goes inside out with a forehand winner.
What a strike. Being proactive again, looking to come forward, constantly posing questions. And when he got an opportunity, he was ruthless in putting that one away.
Certainly was. He's kept the game and the set alive. 9 minutes shy of 2 hours on court. Final night session of this year's championships. Oh, just as he was about to toss the ball up. How about that for timing?
It's been coming.
100% it's been coming.
I'm also wondering if an underarm serve might come at some stage, because Dumoisoir is so far back.
Serve out wide, the forehand's in play. Zverev lofts up that ball, sits short. Backhand cross court from Dumoisoir, who's looking to bring up another set point. Backhand cross court from Zverev, redirected down the line, long from Dumoisoir, and it's game point. Dumoisoir seems to be talking to someone in the crowd.
Yeah, and Zverev also. Yeah, that's interesting. Zverev looked at Damien Dumoisoir straight away, saying, "You've given me a code violation because I went past my allotted 25 seconds, but he, Dumoisoir, is never ready to receive when I want to serve. And you're not talking to him."
Game point. Serve down the tee, back through the middle of the court, backhand cross court. Zverev comes forward. He doesn't need to play the volley. We are going to the tiebreak in 2024. Sasha Zverev has won 16 and lost 7 tie breaks. For Dimonor, it's a straightforward 1-4, lost 4.
Okay, well, Zverev obviously with more experience of them, and generally speaking, you say the guy with the bigger serve has got the better chance of coming through, but I don't know, this is engrossing, isn't it, Gigi? This is what it's all about. Full house, Chatrier, lovely evening. Two players going hammer and tong for a place in the semi-finals of Roland Garros 2024.
Dimonor has the first point of the tiebreak, and he clips the top of the net going out wide. So he wanders in sort of a semicircle to scoop up a couple more balls. He examines the three, discards one, tucks one in the pocket. Serve out wide, just nudges the line, as does the return, by the way. Backhand scooped cross court from Zverev. Backhand to backhand, they go. Double-handed now, the slice up the line from Dimonor. The forehand back down the line from Zverev. Back up the line from Dimonor and into the net from Zverev.
Yeah. Well, he's going to pinpoint the forehand, of course he is, particularly as this tiebreak reaches its denouement. And it's good to get that first point on the board.
Dat says, thank you so much for the coverage in stereo. Writing to you from Orange County, California. A little nod, Stefan going, yeah, I sorted that out. Excellent work.
Of course he did.
He said, what a surprise. The match is in stereo. The players in both ears. Wonderful. Zverev is ready. Serves out wide, backhands in play. Zverev comes forward, a mid-court ball, hooks the backhand. Now he has to scamper back. He's kind of in no man's land. And Dimonor's guessing everything. The half volley from Zverev misses. Dimonor is everywhere.
Yeah, and he was in no man's land. And once you start venturing forward like that, you better do something pretty effective. Otherwise, a player with the guile and speed of Dimonor is going to very quickly turn defence into attack and find you out, and that's exactly what he did, and he's got the mini break straight away.
Zverev with the second of his 2 points. The shot clock reads 9. He's about to get the ball away and he misses, looking to come in off the back. He sort of rolls the right shoulder, gets himself set once again, and the bouncing will continue. Brother Misha has a lilac hoodie on with the hood up, and he's just staring straight towards his brother. No emotion. Dad is in the front row, leaning on his left arm as Zverev hits the forehand cross court. The forehand cross court from Dimonor. Down the line goes Zverev. Back up the line comes Dimonor. Back up the line goes Zverev. And down the line they go. Cross court now and wide. So the mini break becomes a confirmed break. A bigger break, a proper break.
And two more errors on the forehand side. And that is Zverev's 22nd error. No shortage of advice from a few thousand Parisians who are thoroughly enjoying their night out.
First serve into the net. Oh, that was deep, that second serve, and a deep return. It pushes Dimonor back, and then it's very loose off the forehand from Zverev, who stares at his racket. I wouldn't be surprised if a new racket was going to be making its way out to court fairly soon.
Well, 23 unforced errors now off the forehand wing from Zverev. That's 23 out of 36 altogether. So, you know, once again, it's that wing, and no wonder Dimonor's pinpointing it, and it really is, unfortunately, from a German point of view, breaking down in spectacular fashion at the moment.
Yet to get on the board in the tiebreak. All 4 points go to the Australian, who nets off the first serve, twists the racket in his right hand, takes the ball from the left pocket and starts the bouncing. Just one bounce is needed for reaching up and serving out wide. The forehand is rolled into centre court. The off backhand from Dimonor plays the forehand cross court. The forehand down the line from Zverev comes back up the line and then centre the court. Then the slice into the net from Dimonor.
And it stops the rot. Zverev, of course, now has a couple of serves, so it's amazing how quickly a tiebreak, even to 7, can turn around. Of course, when you get to these match tiebreaks, they're a mini match in themselves. I love the way that scoring system has now gone towards those to decide things.
1-4. Zverev took the first set by 6-4. 2 minutes shy of 2 hours on court. Wednesday night in Paris, serve out wide, the backhand's in play, Zverev scoops the backhand up the line, centre of the court goes Dimonor, down the other wing goes Zverev. Zverev doesn't need to play the backhand because he's drawn the arrow. They will change ends still now though with a mini break, Dimonor leading by 4-2.
And Jofim watch to see which player's going to allow the other one to go through first, and Zverev just backed off.
He always goes second, Zverev. He always waits for the other person to come through first.
And I always wonder, though, what happens if the other player stops and waits for him?
Then you're just going to have a standoff.
How would it end?
If the other person, I think, would give in first. Because that's very much Zverev's thing. Lizzie's finding this tough to listen to because she wants Dimonor to win so badly.
Is he in Utah, I presume?
2-4. Zverev for the second of his 2 points serves out wide. The forehand rolled in short ball, backhand cross court. Got a short return, came straight in, keeps it to just the mini break, and now the balls make their way down to the Australian's end.
Yeah, so 4 points in a row for Dimonor. Now 3 on the spin for Sasha Zverev. Putting the pressure back on the Dimonor serve here, and he's got. He's looking at 4 different balls. Often get the question, what are they looking for? Well, they just want the least fluffy one, the one they think they can get most life out of it at this critical stage at the end of the second set.
Alex Dimonor's never come back from 2 sets to love down. Highlights the importance. Trying to get this second set. 2 hours exactly played. Serve into the centre of the box. The backhand pushes Dimonor back into a mid-court ball. Backhand clips top and it turns into a semi-drop shot. Backhand cross court. Zverev gets there, scoops it down the line. The backhand back up the line. Backhand cross. It's like a computer game. Speed it up now. But then they slice and they slow the pace of the ball down. Backhand up the line from Dimonor. Up the line from Zverev. Looking for his 4th point in a row. But he hooks it wide for no apparent reason. He hangs his head in frustration. And it is 5-3 Dimonor.
Yeah, well, he got terrific depth early on in that rally, Zverev. Then he got a little bit of luck with a net cord, but Dimonor was able to re-establish himself and then ask a question, not a particularly challenging question of that Zverev forehand, but once again it wasn't functioning.
The forehand has got a lot better in recent times from Zverev, but breaking down this evening. Feet of the ball girl, she has the loose ball. 5-3, second serve. Serve out wide. Forehand pushes Dimonor back and he goes cross-court the Australian. Now he goes backhand down the line. The German goes cross-court with his forehand. Forehand centre the court from Dimonor, who brings down that backhand up the line. Back up the line. Very deep, that ball from Zverev, and it draws the error.
Yeah, well, he kept going back to the forehand. And Zverev got sufficient depth then to just ask Dimonor, what did he need to do? Probably, you know, to get to the weakness, sometimes you go to the strength. The percentage shot there was to go back across court and then perhaps try and pounce on the forehand. If you go to the well too many times, well, sometimes you can slip and fall in and suddenly it's back on serve.
If you can get yourself out of the well.
Yeah, good point.
4-5, Zverev is serving. No room for error now for the German player. Serve down the tee, comes back mid-court, the off backhand into the corner, squash shot from Dimonor, the backhand through the centre again from Zverev, up the line from Dimonor. Dimonor is dictating this point, but he goes long. He had Zverev exactly where he wanted him, and it's from 4 love to 5 points apiece.
Yeah, and Aaron, you know, well, Aaron is, we've been talking about the fragility on Zverev's forehand under a little bit of pressure, but there was Dimonor with an opportunity to really hammer one down the line, just blinked, and it is 5 points from the last 6 for Zverev, and 2 more will give him that 2-set lead.
So who's going to get the set point, the first set point in this tiebreak? A The ground staff are poised and ready to race on at the end of the set to give it a sweep. We'll be hearing from Mira Andreeva. It'll be Irina Sabalenka to book her place in the semi-finals, but it's 5 points apiece, a second serve off the serve of Zverev. The second serve sits up. It was a softer serve. Comes back through the middle of the court they play. The slice. Zverev settles for a backhand going cross-court to the backhand down the line. Zverev goes forehand, swishes it cross-court. Zverev still has forehand, but he's going so much further back on the line. Is Dimonor thought about coming forward, but he stays back and he slices. And the German goes inside out with his forehand. The backhand through the middle of the court. The backhand cross-court deep into the backhand wing of Dimonor. Who is going to blink first? Slice again from Dimonor. The flat backhand cross-court from Zverev. Zverev with his backhand again. Flat. The flat backhand through the middle from Dimonor, the off forehand from Zverev. Zverev with the backhand double hander to the slice of Dimonor in the middle, the inside in from Zverev, the forehand cross court from Dimonor, one of the longest points they've played to bring up a set point for either player who wins it. Slice cross court from Dimonor, inside in from Zverev, the forehand down the line, the backhand pickup drops over Dimonor, drops it over. Here comes Zverev, scoops it up. Dimonor, can he finish it? The block from Zverev, the lob is up from Dimonor, the court is not fouled. And it's Sasha Zverev that brings up set point.
Oh, my goodness me. Well, the crowd's reaction says it all. Most of them are standing up to applaud. And not surprisingly, both players are just taking a little extra time to get their breath back. A 39-shot rally. Watching Dimonor cutting and slicing, he's like one of those sushi chefs. But Zverev just stayed calm, and when he moved forward, he did so at the right time, and a rat-a-tat-tat, the error, a set point.
On the Dimonor serve, set point Zverev. Dimonor, the first serve down the tee. The forehand spins into play. The forehand cross got very deep from Dimonor. Gets a shorter ball. Goes forehand. He comes forward. He's on the approach. High ball. Should put this away, but he has to step back. And he's at the back of the court. And he plays a backhand cross court to the backhand to his feet and the inside out. Forehand is long. The forehand is long. And Zverev points his ear, finger behind the ear, and says, "I want to hear you." And he nods. And he asks for the applause. With 2 hours playing, Sasha Zverev leads by 2 sets to love. Alex Dimonor has never come back from being 2 sets to love down. There's always a first time. Stay with us here on Radio Roland Garros as Sasha Zverev gets himself a new racket. We will hear from Mira Andreeva through to her first Grand Slam semi-final.
It feels amazing. It was a thriller match, and we both played good, so I'm really happy that I managed to win the match and go to my first semifinals.
I'd like to ask you a very general question. If you had to step back and describe your greatest strength as a player, what would that be?
I think that I would say that I always play the way I want to play. We have a plan with my coach for the match, but after I forget everything, and when I play a match and I don't have any thoughts in my head, so maybe I would say that my strengths could be that I just play how I want to play, and I do whatever I want to do, and maybe this helps me when I play.
Hi, congratulations. Maybe you forget when you're on court, but afterwards, do you remember, for instance, the way you played against Jasmine Paolini in Madrid, what happened there, and what you would like to do again in the same way or different?
Yes, I remember our match in Madrid. I remember that it was tough. She played really good tennis, and I, after, was able to catch up a little bit. So yeah, I'm sure that it'll be a great match, and yeah, we'll see what will happen tomorrow, but I'm of course really excited to play my first semifinal.
Where do you spend most of your time? Where do you train with Conchi? I mean, how are you figuring this all out?
Well, I live in Cannes in south of France, and so far we worked together for not a long time, for a couple of months only, and mostly it was only tournaments, but she came to Cannes for a couple of weeks for us to train together, to get used to each other. But yeah, she wants me to come to Spain sometimes, but I'm saying, no, you will come to France, I will wait for you. But yeah, maybe one day I'll go to Spain. I like the country, so maybe, but I prefer her coming to Cannes.
You've just said that it was a surprise for you to be in semifinal, but anyway, you defeated the world number two today, so you achieved it, so it means that you did believe in it. I'm curious to know how you assess your potential, how you assess your ambition in tennis, because okay, it's a surprise on the paper to see you in semifinal, but what you did today means that you were ready to achieve it. So how do you assess your potential now, today?
Before the match, I was very nervous, and I just, my goal was to win more games that I won in Madrid. And after I lost the first set 6-7, I was like, well, now I have to go for the set at least to make it three sets. And after, I just try to play point by point and win as many points and games as I can. And yeah, I would say that in the beginning, I didn't really believe it because, I mean, she's very experienced. She has two slams in her pocket, and she's a great player, very aggressive. So I was like, well, we'll see what will happen, but I'm not sure if I can do it. Well, but I will just try to enjoy the atmosphere and try to play the best way I can. And after, when I won second set and I was up in the score in the third, I was like, well, I'm closer. I'm getting closer to it. I'm really close to win. But when the second I thought about that, I lost my serve and I lost her serve. So I was down in the score. So I just told myself, well, don't think about that ever again. Just play, because when you just play and you don't think about anything, you play the best. So I just try to turn off my mind and my thoughts and continued playing.
Night Sessions on Radio Roland Garros.
Radio Roland Garros.
That's an absolute skill to be able to make your mind blank and cancel out any thoughts. She's 17 years of age. Now we have a little needle on Philippe Chatrier, because at the end of the set, Sascha Zverev spent most of it complaining to Damien Dumas-Roy, we believe, about the time that Alex de Minaur was taking to get ready and why he was given a violation for all his bouncing, and nothing was said to de Minaur. And then when the players crossed at the net, the chatter continued. They started having a little word with each other. De Minaur went to the back of the court. Zverev came to the net and started to beckon de Minaur to come forward, but then de Minaur thought better of it and turned his back on Zverev.
Yeah, no love lost. Of course, Zverev's had the time violation. He has got the right to say to the umpire, the receiver needs to be ready. He's got to play within reason to my speed.
Served down the tee, crunched back with the off forehand. Here comes de Minaur. He drops shots and Zverev goes round the post, round the player and into the court. Takes the game. One love, third set.
Great to hear Mira Andreeva there. I mean, what a story. I remember watching her last year, her first appearance at Roland Garros. She got through as a qualifier, made it to the third round. Lost, I'm almost certain, to Coco Gauff in that third round, but gave a really good account of herself. And, you know, this fortnight, I think anybody expected her to make quite such inroads. Okay, Sabalenka obviously was suffering today, but she's so bright. And she mentioned her newfound relationship with Conchita Martinez, who had that wonderful partnership with Garbina Muguruza, and already you sense that those two are just going to gel fantastically.
Yeah, you really do. Such a good partnership. serve out wide from Dimonor in the blue and the dark shorts and the blue baseball cap and the backhand cross court, the backhand through the middle of the court, and Zverev with his forehand spins it up, sits down, flattened out down the light by the Australian through the middle of the court goes Zverev, and Zverev with the backhand through the middle, the off forehand from the Australian that just missing, skidding back off the line, not catching a slither of it from Zverev.
And just in case you're looking to plan your entertainment around the tennis tomorrow, Chatrier gets underway at midday French time with the mixed doubles final. Desiree Kravchuk and Neil Skupski of Great Britain. What a great combination they've become over the years. They're playing Laura Sigmund and Edouard Rojavasselin. It's the four seeds against the second seeds.
Off forehand return from Zverev. He goes double-handed backhand cross court to the backhand loose from the Australian. And Simon and Courtney will be... It reminds me when I had the night sessions jingle just then. Reminded me this morning when we came on air at 2... What time did we come on air this morning? 12?
2 o'clock, wasn't
when
it?
When we came on air this morning. 2 o'clock?
Yeah.
12? We didn't come on air at 12 this morning. Where were you at 12 this morning? Two, thank you.
Oh, you too.
came here at two, and it's daylight, the sun is shining, and Stefan presses, welcome to night sessions at Roland Garros. It confused everybody. Drop shot Dimonor. So good from the Australian. But as Eleanor rightly pointed out, for someone somewhere in the world, it's nighttime.
Yeah. She's not really the sort of person to talk about timings, though. And she famously said a few days ago that Australians would be waking up in their numbers to listen to us about now, and it was 2:30 in the morning.
Well, maybe she's true, and maybe they are and were. Serve out wide, the backhand just sits a little bit short, and the inside-out forehand from Dimonor plays double-handed backhand to the double-hander of Zverev. Double-handed down the line from Dimonor, back down the line. That was deep off the forehand from Zverev. Switches it cross-court, squash-short cross-court goes Dimonor. A slice, a wicked slice, but can't control the ball. Dimonor looks up to his box, and it's 30-all.
So ball by ball commentary, you say, with Chris and with Courtney and Simon for
Courtney
the mixed doubles.
Courtney and Simon, yes.
And then not before 3 o'clock Paris time for the first of the women's singles semi-finals. Iga Świątek, the top seed, going for a fourth title here against Coco Gauff, a former finalist.
With myself and Eleanor. Backhand cross court, very deep. Looking to bring up a game point here, Dimonor. Dimonor scampers, slides, the forehand cross court short, down the line from Zverev. Centre of the court from Dimonor. Dimonor with his backhand slices it. Cross court, the slice back at him, slicing down the line. The forehand back up the line, the double hand across court from the Australian. Backhand down the line from the German, who frames the forehand into the crowd.
And then not before 5 o'clock. French time, the second of the semi-finals, the unexpected one, but what an opportunity for Jasmine Paolini, the 12th seed against the unseeded 17-year-old Mira Andreeva. And just a reminder, with Paolini having made it through to the last four, it's the first time ever in Slam history that Italy has had a man and a woman in the semi-finals of the same Slam.
It's amazing, isn't it? They're still going strong. Bellelli and Vavasori beat Ram and Salisbury, so they're still going strong, the Italian pair, the men's doubles. Irani and Paolini are still going strong in the women's doubles. Borgel scurries forward, scuttles back. Game point for this round to level us up at a game apiece, third set. The backhand's in play. Dimonor goes inside in squash shot, floated, cross court, drop shot from Dimonor. It's going to win the point all day long. He pumps his fist towards his boxer at the far end, and it is a game apiece.
And, I mean, if you're coming tomorrow, by the way, you haven't got tickets for Chatrier, there's an opportunity to have a look at some legends in action on court. Suzanne Longlin, the likes of Nathalie Tauziat. Still playing with Andrew Petkovic up against Pauline Parmentier and Lucy Safarova. How about this for a men's legends match? John McEnroe. He's still pretty fit and subtle. Not subtle. What's the other word?
Supple.
Supple, yeah. He's not,
he's not subtle, is he?
He's supple. Yeah, big difference there. He's playing with our mate the sausage, Joe Wilfried Tsonga.
No, no. He's not a somehow make the sausage. He has got nothing to do with the sausage. The sausage, I was about to say, belongs,
song, the sausage.
It belongs to a wild boar, but that's even worse, isn't it?
He's definitely not a wild boar. He made a good impression on TV this year, apparently.
Sanglier.
Yeah. Song sausage.
It's a boar. It's a sausage made out of a boar. It's not the boar's sausage. It's not Songer's sausage. It's no one's sausage. I'm going to make you try one.
Do you know that? That's Sverre's first ace of the night. And de Menor's only had one as well.
Only three double faults from Zverev so far. Inside in, forehand cross court to the service line, forehand into the corner. And then the forehand down the other wing of the backhand cross court. Zverev with a double-handed backhand cross court to the slice. And Zverev goes inside out with the forehand. And now he slides the forehand and gets him back into position. And the net is found by de Menor. Cannot believe it.
Well, McEnroe and Songer are playing Gilles Simon and Mats Wilander tomorrow. Mats is giving them a few years. Still
Gilles
looks
Simon
very fit.
Now on the team of Daniil Medvedev.
Yeah. Antoine was telling us a lot of very interesting insights. Gilles, incredibly informed, knows absolutely everything there is to know about tennis technique and all the rest of it.
Gilles Simon?
Yeah.
Missed verso. Serve down the tee, the off backhand through the middle of the court, the forehand up the line, the backhand cross court side the service box, the backhand scooped cross court, the slice from de Menor, the flat backhand from Zverev, who flat backhands it again, and the slice down the line, and then the forehand up the line from the German, the stretcher. De Menor nearly fell over. The ball does find the court, so he's got to gather himself, which he does. He's a long way back. He puts the backhand through the middle of the court and allows Zverev just to wrap things up a little bit with his backhand, get the angle and finish off the point.
Yeah, that was a beauty from Zverev. Great defending again, that goes without saying from de Menor. We've got some mixed doubles legends, mixed doubles on Longlen, Agnieszka Radwanska, and Sebastian Grosjean against Monica Puig and Arnaud Clément. And on court, Simon Mathieu, the men's doubles semi-final, 12 o'clock, Bellelli and Vavasori, the 11th seeds, against Bopana and Ebden, seeded 2.
Inside the baseline, returning the serve, de Menor. And then he slides and cuts under that backhand. A backhand is placed down the line from Zverev. And back up the line for a winner, absorbing the pace, redirecting it with even more, and getting the winner.
And Gigi told us earlier that the Tsitsipas brothers had won again. And we know now that they have definitely qualified for the Olympics, and they are on Simone Mathieu for their quarterfinal against the Adovalo-Pavic combination, who are the ninth seeds.
It's tough, and then if they win that, it's the world number one pairing that's awaiting the winners of that match. Ooh, it's loud and clear.
Terrifying.
Down the tee. Centre of the box, the forehand spins back and the off forehand is good from Zverev and it floats. Oh, no. Oh, he might. Oh, it's marked by Zverev. It's not going to be checked by Damian Dumas. Zverev will wait for de Menor to sit down. He'll make his way to his seat. We are on serve, early stages, 2-1 for Sasha Zverev.
And just one or two other matches for you to keep an eye out for if you happen to be coming here, or if not, just listening to our coverage throughout the course of the day. We pinpointed one boys junior in particular, comes from Switzerland. They've not done badly in producing some pretty special players over the years. And Henry Burnett, he's quite a late developer, but I understand that he plays at Roger Federer's club. He's come on in leaps and bounds. And he's made it through to the quarterfinals, and he's up against the fifth seed from America, who's, I can't quite remember what his first name is. Kalen, that's it, Kalen Biggin.
Who is Jagger Leach's doubles partner, and they won through today, Lindsay Davenport's son, and they're the fourth seeds.
He's a good player. From a British point of view, we're going to be cheering on Hannah Klugman and Minj Zhu, who are the second seeds. They're up against Jones and Baganetti. And there's also British involvement still in the boys' doubles quarterfinals. Victor Frank.
Radio Roland Garros.
Game, set and match.
Radio Roland Garros will be with you from 12 local time, broadcasting live from Paris and bringing you ball by ball commentary, exclusive interviews and all the very latest news.
Edric and Mies Rotgering, who've been through quite a lot this week. They're the sixth seeds. They're playing the second seed, Sinner and Sakamoto. Frajic was throwing up all night before his singles match against Kaelin Biggin, and he threw up literally 5 minutes before going on court, lost that. And then, unfortunately, Mies, his partner, got the bug and was throwing up all last night before they played today, then picked up an ab injury during the match, which was interrupted briefly when a dog appeared on the court. I have told that story a bit earlier. Never, ever seen a dog stop play on a tennis court before. But anyway, Frederik and Rotgering have made it through to the last eight in the boys' doubles. They're on court 11.
Happens a lot in junior football, dogs, because obviously the younger teams, so our boys are under nine, they're just playing in a park with a pitch that's marked out. And more often than not, it's the dog that belongs to one of the boys' families. They say, oh, that's my, you know, owner or my master or whatever. The dog runs on and it doesn't end well. So Damien Dumoisoir is saying, I can see the marks. Zverev is looking down, saying, no, you can't. And they're both looking at it. We know who's going to come out on top. First point of the fourth game of the third set. Sasha Zverev leads by two sets to love, adding to his ace count, Dimonor. He moves up to two.
Got a question from Christian that I'll pose to you in a moment, Empress.
I always think it's an awkward question if you're asking it to me that you don't know the answer
no,
to.
No, it's a... It's
inside a... in and rifled that shot. Inside in to win the point. Sorry, I was just chatting with Alex Correction. Is he still ignoring you? Yes.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
All right, Alex.
After that inside in forehand, Alex Correction looked at me and just went, wow. And that's exactly the right thing for it.
I mean, he wasn't saying, why are you having to work with that idiot, you poor woman? He was referring to the ground stroke.
He hasn't acknowledged you.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, no acknowledgement whatsoever. Through the middle of the... Oh, that's long. And a little bit loose. Stop staring at him. Game point. Stop it.
Alex, hello.
Stop it. 2 hours 25. Points for two all. Still a very healthy crowd on Philippe Chatrier at 11 o'clock on a Wednesday evening. Oof, that was deep and lucky, that forehand drop shot from Dimonor. Here comes Zverev. He scoops up. He gets it over. Dimonor flicks it, but into the net. I'm not sure he expected Zverev to get out up and over.
I don't know how he did. Giant strides, a turn of speed that Dimonor himself would have been proud of, but the control, I mean, getting there was one thing, but to actually get the ball back into an awkward spot for Dimonor was quite another, and yeah, the Aussie was startled, and he lost the point.
One-two, first serve into the net. Oh, double fault. A double fault from Dumonor, his third of the match.
Well, I'll hold Christian's question back because this could be significant.
Dumonor is ready and he serves down the tee. The stretch on the back and the ball will not go over, and it is game point for the 11th seed.
Good response, really good serve.
Before this year, he was never past the second round in Paris. Here he is at the quarterfinals, Alex Dumonor. A game point and a second serve. Serve kicks up to the backhand through the middle from Zverev. Zverev with his forehand, cross court, making an awful lot more noise now, Zverev. Forehands and backhand. Plays the double-handed backhand through the middle. The slice drops over. Zverev is there, places the backhand down the line. The ball is lofted up. Zverev will watch it. Zverev will wait. It will bounce. Zverev with a smash from the back of the court, straight onto the forehand of Dimonor, gets it back in the middle of the court. Dimonor leaps into the air with his backhand down the line, and a lofted ball sits in for Zverev. Goes backhand netted, looking to go down the line. Alex Dimonor has held for two games all, third set, but Zverev leads by 2 sets to left.
Yeah, good hold though. There was a little bit of tension towards the end of that game. Right, Christian says, well, to all of us, first of all, great work, Empress, Marcus, Stefan, and all the team. Do you think this is the last time that Novak Djokovic will hold the number one ranking?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Yeah.
A lot will depend on his recovery from this knee injury. Good question, though. Yeah, it's a very good question.
I'll ask Alex.
2-2. He's got to acknowledge you first. Backhand cross gone to the service line. The slice down low to the feet of the inside in. Zverev back up the line, back down the line in cross court. Very deep from Dimonor, who crunches into that forehand, but he misses. It was a kind of lasso take back, wasn't it?
Yeah. And with regards to Novak, for any of you who may have missed the news today, he's had surgery on the meniscus. They reckon it's, you know, it's a good 3 weeks recovery. It's looking, I think he's going to miss Wimbledon, barring some miraculous recovery. But the plan, the hope for the Serb is that he will be okay for the Olympics.
There's a few rude words there from Dimonor up at his box. Not to them, just about generally how he's feeling about things, because they're all chuckling.
Well, both players are now coming to have a look at the mark. Zverev was hoping he'd come up with a cracker right down the middle, but he accepts that the umpire, with his overrule, was correct. The serve was long. I want to see an underarm, Sasha. Look where he's standing.
He's not going to do it. Serves out wide. The backhand is long.
Are you not a fan of the underarm serve?
No, I'm not a fan. He doesn't and won't do it.
Has he said that?
Have you ever seen him do one?
Not that I'm aware of, but I mean, it doesn't mean he can't.
I don't think he would.
A great surprise tactic.
Very surprised. We'd all be surprised. Waiting for him to do it now. Fault called. He's saying that wasn't a fault. Come on. And it wasn't. And it was sports love. And Dimonor sort of wandered in and wandered out again.
It's a good umpire. Takes no nonsense from the players and very rarely gets a call wrong.
Out wide goes the serve. The backhand from Zverev down the line. He's got triple game points to edge ahead 3-2 in the third set. Deep cross court from Dimonor and wide from Zverev.
So yes or no, will Djokovic get back to number one?
Oh, he's still going. Yes. And you?
I think you just can't write the guy off, can you?
And it's not like Sinner, who's become number one, is probably going to get an Iga Swiatek type lead. Forehand, cross court, deep and swung on the backhand, and in comes Zverev. Oh, it's a lovely volley. Really lovely low volley into the far corner of the court, and he holds for 3-2.
And he's looking up to his box. He's having a conversation from a distance.
Oh, he was waiting for his drinks to be handed to him. And his bag with all his bits and pieces for his diabetes.
Yeah, that's often overlooked, actually, with regards to Sasha Zverev. And I'm going to have the greatest admiration for anybody that has to battle with that cruel and debilitating disease. As a Tottenham fan, one of my all-time favourite players was Gary Mabbott, who played for England. Had to inject himself 4 or 5 times a day, and you know, there were moments where he nearly died and he was collapsing, you know, away from the pitch and all the rest of it. But he showed what can be done. Sasha Zverev gets on with it. I know a young lad who at 17 or 18 was making great strides as a junior tennis player when he was struck down with diabetes. But people like Zverev and Mabut and many others have shown that you can play high-level sport with very tough conditions, and good luck to you for that. And of course, we've got a big sign along both sides of the Châtrier stands, La Victoire, appartient à, or plus à, in English anyway, victory belongs to the most tenacious, and yeah, let's not forget that.
There's a top paddle player called Alex Ruiz, and he suffers with diabetes. And he said he never knows how he's going to wake up in the morning, and he'll probably never be at 100%. He's never quite sure if he can train or how much he can train or what he can do. But he's managed to manage it to be one of the top players in his sport. But he does say that every day is almost like going into the unknown, and he knows he will never, ever be 100%. Mm. Inside in goes Alex de Menor, and cross court with the forehand goes de Menor, and then he plays a backhand, so takes the pace off through the middle of the court. The pace is added off the forehand of Zverev, who then redirects down the line to the slice, floats, drifts, cross court, double-handed backhand from Zverev, who swivels and goes forehand, cross court to the forehand, into the tram lines from the Australian, and it's love 15.
And I do want to say that phrase in French, because I'm here in Paris and it's poor. So victory belongs to the most tenacious, la victoire.
Why don't you get Stefan to put the headset on and say it in French? How it's meant to sound.
Well, this is how it's meant to sound. La victoire appartient au plus opiniâtre.
He says pas mal.
Not bad. I'll take that.
I think he was being nice.
Well, at least he is. I mean, the day you are, then the pigs will be flying across.
What time are you starting tomorrow? Backhand off the baseline, the inside out forehand, the cross court, the inside in, the forehand from de Menor goes cross court to the down the line, the backhand through the middle of the court. I will get an answer on that. The inside out forehand misses. What time are you starting tomorrow?
So I'll be to give you one of your little stats. I shall be getting into the gym at about 8:09. I shall begin my research
tomorrow?
At about 9:17.
What time are you starting tomorrow?
5:00.
What time did you start today? Not what time did you arrive off your own accord. What time were you scheduled today?
5:00.
There we go.
But the research...
No. If that's your research, those pink highlighted four words...
There is another page.
Drop shot from de Menor. Here comes Zverev. He gets to it. He slides it up. De Menor goes cross court! And he's got it.
Well, has he? Umpire's coming down.
Arm didn't go out. He's got it.
Yep. It's getting to that hour.
And it's getting to that stage. 2-3, 15-30. Two sets love down. Every point pretty precious round about now. And he misses the first serve. Serve down the tee, the inside out forehand return, the forehand from serve scooped up cross court to the forehand, cross court onto the service line, backhand through the middle of the service boxes from de Menor, and then he goes cross court with his backhand, another double hander for the Australian, and he nets, and it's 15-40, a break points for 4-2 for Zverev in the third.
Yeah. Effectively match points, you would feel here, it's asking a heck of a lot for a man who's never come from two sets down to come from two sets and a breakdown against a guy who's very close to making his fourth successive Roland Garros semi-final.
Two, three, 15, 40. Oh! Double fault from de Menor. He hangs his head. There's a sigh from the crowd. And Zverev leads by two sets and a break, 4-2. And while I know he's ignoring you, but Alex Krejci, just before that point, looked at me and said that he's going down there to do the interview. Stop staring at him.
He's just checking. He's tucking his shirt in, making sure he's presentable. He's got jeans on.
That's because he's got to go down on court. He said he's got to head down there.
Just thought maybe I could offer him a couple of questions.
He has to acknowledge you first. 4-2. I mean, we've had a great old conversation over the top of your head throughout this evening.
Well, most conversations go over the top of my head. He's off.
Stop staring.
Open the door. I'll wish him luck on his way down.
Four.
Do you want me to suggest, Alex, a question? How do you feel?
It's not there. 4-2 through the middle of the court. And into the net goes Dimonor. It could slip away from him quite quickly. His jacket is on. He's got his accreditation. He's putting his headphones on to do a couple more points. We're now commentating on Alex Krejcik and the match.
Actually, he hasn't got his accreditation on, and he needs to be careful because they might not let him on the court.
No, but he's got his jacket on, so he's getting himself, and he's tucking his shirt in, getting himself sorted. Comment, ball by ball commentary. 4-2, 15 love, served down the middle from Zverev, who bunts it into the net. There's the come on from Dimonor.
Well, he may yet be taking that jacket off again. Who knows? What I would say, it was such an anticlimactic end to that last game, a fourth double fault from Dimonor, and his effort actually warranted more than that. That was a really sad way to be broken.
Oof, boy. That fella's got some lungs, isn't he?
He needs to gargle, though, tonight if he's going to carry on screaming like that.
Terry says, what does Stefan do the other 50 weeks of the year? Now we've told everyone this, he recovers. 15 all, serve out wide, long, 30-15.
Has a fair bit of counselling. And you've been under the Empress's cosh as closely as he has for 15 straight days. That's inevitable. Oh, hang on. I mean, Dumasois come to have a look at Amar. I didn't think there was any quibble about it.
Well, I think Zverev is fairly relaxed about things. He's up two sets. He leads by a break at 4-2, so he's not going to get into anything. He knows he's not going to change the mind of Damien Dumasois.
It was a very late, strangulated call, which often indicates there's a degree of doubt in the mind of the line judge.
15-30, all the line judges, they've gone from having the jumpers on to these long, sort of down to knee-length coats, these lovely Lacoste coats that they're wearing.
Wonder if Antoine can get me one of those.
Well, he couldn't get you one of the jumpers earlier, so going with no. 15-30. So that kicks up to the backhand. It's rolled in through the middle. The off forehand from Zverev. The backhand cross court to the backhand cross court to the backhand. Ooh, swerves a little bit and dips from Dimonor. He flattens out his backhand. Dimonor swivels and goes inside and he's missed. He has missed the inside in forehand. He looks up to his box. He cannot believe it. And it is 30 all. And Alex Krejcik is going to be off in a couple of points time. He's still avoiding the stare of Marcus. It's getting a little bit awkward now between the two of them. The headphones are off. He is leaving the box.
Here he comes.
He's going to come past us.
He's going to look in.
Good luck.
Oh, he's run straight by.
There we go. He's gone.
Rude.
He's gone. He's on his way down. 30 all, 4-2. Roll back in off the serve. The off backhand. The forehand cross court to the forehand up the line to the off forehand from Dimonor, who's at the net. He plays the volley. And here comes Zverev. He scoops up. And the volley is there. Dimonor. He might be running back in a minute because Dimonor has a break point.
It's just one thing I don't understand. I know he told us that they're quite laid back about not having commentary for a few minutes, but isn't it a bit strange that suddenly there's nobody commentating on the closing stage to this quarterfinal?
Is that back in Spain they have his co-commentator who will now hold it. Otherwise, yes, they are just watching pictures. Break back point. Dumonor's on his toes. Still, side on. Enormous serve, drops very, very short. The backhand cross court, the backhand cross court, a little bit deeper from Dimonor, who swivels and goes inside out with the forehand. He's got the upper hand here, Dimonor, and he goes up the line and back up the line and then drop shot. Here comes Zverev, but that sits up and Zverev pushes it deep and he goes cross court. The volley is there from Zverev, the pickup from Dimonor. Great volleying from Zverev. He covered the net well and he saves the break point.
Yeah, terrific defence, two really good deep volleys. And as quick as Dimonor is, and he went herring across onto his forehand wing, he couldn't get to the second of them. I mean, the drop shots worked really well at times for Dimonor tonight, but it's not been foolproof.
Deuce, 4-2. Serve down the tee, stretch and the return, short ball. Zverev goes into the corner. Into the net goes Dumanor. He's furious with himself, and now Sasha Zverev has a point for 5-2 in the third.
Yeah, but there was plenty of intent in that approach shot on the forehand side from Zverev. He really made sure that he got power and depth. And so if Dumanor was going to pass him, it was going to require terrific contact. And there wasn't much of a gap either, to be honest.
You can have a look at Twitter. Johnny has sent a little picture just for you, Marcus.
Ooh.
Game point for 5-2. Stefan can see it. The forehand hooked into the corner. And then Zverev comes in on an inside-out forehand. He's at the net. He goes to the volley. Cushions it over. And he does lead by 5-2. And he's a game away from the semi-finals.
That's not very nice. There's a Johnny. This just in from Alex Correccio, and it's one of those gifts saying this is a restraining order.
You were staring at him intently.
Somebody being handed a giant piece of... Oh, I'm sorry, Johnny. I'm blocking you. It's outrageous.
And John says Marcus's advice to Alex was gold.
How do you feel?
Yeah. Lizzie says, I'm here for Correccio watch. Well, he's gone now.
Well, I'm hoping he's got stuck in the lift. In fact, maybe I should walk down the stairs, because if he's not there, I could pop out and do the interview.
No. Zverev doesn't wait for time.
But listen, this is... From his point of view, after successive five setters, I mean, it's been three long sets, but it's less than 3 hours on court. He's got tomorrow off. Physically, I think he's going to be fine.
You've almost got tomorrow off. You don't start till five. You could be done by 6:30.
I should point out the only reason I started later today than normal was because one of the matches didn't happen because of Novak's injury, and I'd done all the research for that anyway.
No, you hadn't.
Well, I looked to see who was meant to play.
2-5. Alex Dimonor serving to stay in the match, to stay in the championship, to stay on clay. The off backhand in play from Zverev, who's keeping it on his backhand side. Now he slices down the line to the forehand, whipped cross court. The forehand sits a little bit short from Zverev, and he gets a bit more depth on the cross court forehand. There's more pace on it from Dimonor, who's crunching these balls and fires that forehand past the German.
Well, if he's going to go down, he's going to go down fighting. I love it when he really commits.
Very good point from John. He said if Marcus did the on-court interview, he would end up calling Sasha Misha.
That's very possible.
Good serve. Deep return, side edge of the line. Mid-court ball for Zverev. Oh, Dimonor stopped the point. Zverev comes forward. Damien Dumas was running across the court. Oh, no. Yes. Oh, hang on. Zverev not happy. He accepts it. He's in a position to accept it, and it's not going to change the mind anyway.
Few whistles.
And it was out by a slither, by a hair. We're seeing the Hawkeye replay. Stretch to the middle of the court. Dimonor goes drop shot. Here comes Zverev. He gets it, pushes it wide, and it's 40 love. So looks like Dimonor will be asking the question of Sasha Zverev very shortly.
You could say it was out by a strawberry's hair.
Not the hair on your strawberries.
question. It's all he can do, and it's what he will do.
Yep, 184 kilometres an hour, going out wide of the Zverev backhand. So the ball's come down to the German's end. He's directly in front of us on the fifth floor of the media centre. We've got a perfect view. Are we about to witness the final blows, the end of what's been a gallant Australian run, or can Alex de Minaur do something very special under intense pressure with Zverev serving for a place in the semi-finals?
His fourth consecutive Roland Garros semi-final. This time last year, he was the world number 22, coming back from his ankle injury. Here he plays as the world number 4, and he's 4 points away from the final four. Zverev double-handed backhand nets. Love 15. Didn't move his feet at all.
No, absolutely right, Gigi. A little bit casual.